Welcome to the Knit More Girls podcast, a multi-generational knitting production. This is episode 614 and is sponsored by Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, Little Skein in the Big Wool, Knit and Knitwit Yarn Shop. This week's episode is also brought to you by Acorn TV. Escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use promo code KNITMORE. That's ACORN.TV, code KNITMORE, to get your first 30 days for free. This week's segments include On the Needles.
And Stitches.
Events.
Mother Knows Best.
When knitting attacks. Straw to Gold.
Knits in space.
And so on. Grab your knitting, pull up a chair, and start your row.
Welcome, welcome. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome to the show. And if you are a returning listener, thank you very much for coming back. My name is Jasmine, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
My name is Gigi, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
How's it going this week, Mom?
I don't know. Busy?
Mm-hmm. It's always busy.
Yeah.
Use a different word.
Well, it was rainy, and now there is beautiful sunshine.
That's true. It's still brisk enough to wear a nice sweater. So, that said, let's start the podcast. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What have you got on the needles this week?
Well, I'm knitting on the foot of the Churfürsten socks from the Operation Sock Drawer book, available at Hicklebee's. And the color is Standing Ovulation from Oink Pigments.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm working on the foot, the first sock is going to be done pretty soon. And there is an 8-stitch repeat. And in order to decrease knitting attacks,
mm-hmm.
I put a stitch marker after every repeat.
Brilliant. Okay, so this is my fault for not having our book memorized. But are you going from front to back, or did you just pick a pattern you wanted to start with?
I'm going from easy.
Ah, that's a good way of doing it.
And you know what? How hard can cables be?
I mean, yes, you're absolutely right.
Repeatedly.
Are we going to hear about that in knitting attacks?
No. The first cable sock I did.
Uh-huh.
That was really challenging.
First ever? The first one from
first
our book?
Out of the book.
Got it. I just wanted to clarify, because you've made a few socks.
Yes, so the first one took really long. So this is my second sock out of the book,
mm-hmm.
and it is only knits and purls. But the heel treatment is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that turned out differently than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how the second sock turns out.
I honestly think that's the delight of working through this book, because not to promote our own book too much, but
let's do that anyway while we're at it.
Shameless self-promotion, which we'll purloin from The Fat Squirrel Speaks. But I love that the socks have those unexpected things and those special touches that obviously you see when you look at them, but are a delight if you're knitting them. I'm trying to work up some big sock energy, but all I have right now is big sweater energy.
So I have a question for you. Sure. You have your house seeded with different knitting projects?
Sort of. I'm trying to have the house seeded with different knitting projects.
So
for people who are listening, and this is your first time listening, we should explain this real quick. A few weeks ago, Genevieve was on, and before her segment, we were talking about, I think it was before her segment, I was talking about having knitting projects that just have large swaths of stockinette stitch
mm-hmm.
But, you know, easily accessible, so that when she felt like knitting, she could just pick up some knitting and go. Because how often do you just want something to pick up and knit, and you don't want to think about it, you just want to pick it up and do some knitting?
All the time.
So we got the new cabinets, which I still need to post photos of, and they're full.
Mm-hmm.
Ish, and they look nice, but the bottom shelf and the empty sections where I don't have enough sweaters to fill that section yet,
yes,
because I'm doing it Roy Dubiv, I've got a project bag with something in progress on that shelf, so I can grab it and work on it. And it's really working for me, especially because I'm not going anywhere. Maybe when we start going places again, I'll have more sock energy.
You'll have a sock project in the car.
It's possible. But the fact is right now when I'm in the car, I'm waiting in the car. I'm not going somewhere and sitting in a meeting. I'm sitting at home in a meeting so I can work on something big, you know?
Explain some more.
Well, so this summer while I was waiting for Han to get bandage changes and checkups and all the things that you have to do when your dog gets hit by a car and they are having a protracted recovery and you can't go in with them, is I would sit in the car for sometimes 2 hours and wait for him to be done because they would say, oh, we'll just turn him around real quick. And then, but it was fine because I figured out if I was going to wait, there was a coffee place around the corner. I could grab a cup of coffee after I dropped him off and sit and knit and watch something on Netflix.
Okay.
And just take that time. And I worked on my match and move shawl. That was my in the car waiting project and mm-hmm. my Zoom knitting. So
where are you waiting now?
Nowhere. I don't leave the house anymore, she said sullenly. No, I'm not going as many places.
Do you go to Target and have stuff brought to the car?
I do, but they're so quick. Like, usually when I go to Target for curbside. By the way, can we just talk about how great, this is totally off topic, how great curbside pickup is? What I wouldn't have done for that when my kids were babies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hope that's something we can keep because I think it really makes it more accessible to a lot of people to be able to just grab the thing they need and not have to get a child who hates their car seat anyway in and out of a car seat repeatedly when you just need to pick up one thing. It just, game changer. So anyway, I'm not waiting in my car very much.
Waking up a baby that has fallen asleep in the car seat.
That's true. Especially when they outgrow that very convenient little baskety one that weighs 25,000 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that's something I hope we keep. But I'm not waiting. And we were going to the drive-in, but we're not doing that right now because of various... Okay, now it's locked down. No, it's not locked down. And also, they didn't have anything I wanted to see, so... Once they start playing stuff I'm interested in again, maybe I'll hit up the drive-in again. But that was somewhere I worked on my match and move shawl, and it was my Zoom meeting knitting, and I drag that thing all over the place. I haven't photographed it yet either. I need to do that because it's been finished for a while, but not finished.
Finished
means it's photographed.
Yes, and documented.
Posted. Yes, exactly. Yes. So yeah, I don't have any real motivation to have a small project right now.
I have a suggestion.
I'd love to hear it.
What kind of sock are you planning to knit? Just a vanilla sock?
No. I want to knit my way through our book because I like all the patterns. It feels weird to say, like, I like all the patterns in the book because I picked them. We picked them.
We picked them, yeah.
And so I know I want to start with the ice cream socks. Because I spoke with Adela from Lola Bean Yarn Company, and she...
Yes?
Unofficially is going to do... This is something we've discussed, not officially anything. But she's going to do some kits for the ice cream socks, because she loved them as well. She gave the book an outstanding review on one of her lives. So, and I just really like her. She's amazing. So there's that. Okay, but we were talking about socks, and you were talking about what makes those socks special, and I'm going to bring it back. Because
my suggestion is make up a kit, put it in a sock bag, and hang it on the hooks by the door.
Mm-hmm. If it's a vanilla sock, I could probably do it when I go for a walk, if I'm not walking the dogs.
Knitting while you're walking?
Mm-hmm.
How?
You flip Andean. It here. It's something. But, well, you know, Sultana would drop spin while she walks her
dog. That's right.
But she has better behaved dogs than we do. The boys are perfectly good. They're just still puppies. They're just not there yet.
They're very good boys. Have you done training with them?
Yes. We went to lessons.
Leash walking training?
Mm-hmm. And we're still working on it because they're puppies and it's something you have to keep working on. Also, I'm used to our old dogs who knew to stop at the curb and sit and wait. And I don't know. It's a new relationship.
The old dogs didn't train the puppies.
No, they didn't. We did not have four dogs at a time. But anyway, so speaking of big sweater energy. I finished the sweater that I was talking about last week. I finished my September Morn pullover by Thea Coleman, and I knit that in Neighborhood Fiber Company's Studio Worsted in the Fair Fight Benefit colorway.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I feel like that's one you might steal.
That sounds like a good idea.
You should
Thank
try
you.
It on because it's like tunic length on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it covers my bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's thick wool. It's worsted weight wool.
Which means it would cover my hips,
mm-hmm.
which get poorly and complain in the wintertime.
Exactly. It's got a really lovely cowly turtleneck, so it doesn't do that strangly turtleneck thing that I don't like.
It's a cowl, not a turtleneck.
Yes, I know, but it looks like a turtleneck. It's not truly a cowl because it's not really big and loose. It's I would call it a hybrid. A cowler neck. Anyway, and it's got ribbing on the top of the sleeves, and it just fits just right.
That sounds lovely.
You should try it on.
I will absolutely do it and then steal it when you're not looking.
And it actually got me.
Or better yet, steal it when you're looking. Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, it took me 2 weeks maybe to knit it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 weeks to knit it. So if you like it, it's easy enough to do. I'm sure you've got some worsted weight yarn in your stash. And if you don't, I'm sure we could arrange for some to find its way to you, especially since, spoiler alert, Stitches at Home is this weekend. So you need to put together your stitches list.
We need to discuss that. Mm-hmm.
I say every year, I'm probably not going to buy anything.
What I do when I come across a pattern I like,
mm-hmm.
I pin it into my Pinterest, and my Pinterest now says Stitches 2000 whatever.
Oh, clever. That's a good way of using Pinterest.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, back to knitting.
That way it's easy to find.
We should put that in our Stitches tips.
Excellent.
All right, write it down so we don't forget, please. So I finished that sweater, and I'm really delighted. It was fun to wear. I got myself together. I put my face on. I took pictures. Here's something I don't love about shelter in place. The neighbors all know our business. Because normally, while the kids are at school or if I'm going to do pictures, you know, it's usually people go to work. But here I am enjoying the rainy weather in the middle of the street to get the dramatic lighting and the concrete.
Why in the middle of the street?
Because it's not cluttered like my house, but also it had good lighting and we live on a really quiet street. Like we don't get a lot of traffic generally, but at like 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, nobody's coming and going up and down our street. So to get the right angles, I'm kneeling. You do a lot of stuff when you take photos to get it to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You can stand there, or you can change your body shape, or you can lean into the camera, you can lean away from the camera, you can turn your face, chin up, chin down, all kinds of things. And I did the big elaborate makeup, and like I like to do because it's fun. And one of the neighbors comes out and he said, I saw you sitting in the street and I wanted to make sure you're okay. And I gestured to my tripod and said, oh, I'm taking pictures. And he's like, yeah, I see that now. And so yes. So now the neighbors all know my business. But anyway.
These are my next door
neighbors.
Your next door
neighbors, who are lovely people.
They're
so
lovely.
Anyway, so that's what I finished last week. What else have you got?
So I have started knitting Pippi Longstockings. Longstocking tube socks for mm-hmm. Genevieve. So I knit half a skein worth of yarn
mm-hmm.
for one sock and the other half for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And when she is stopped growing, I will put heels in there.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, she likes to wear really long
knee socks. She got her dad's legs.
Yes.
Yep.
So right now, I think they come halfway up her thigh, and mm-hmm. these new ones probably all the way up her thigh. And when she's got done growing,
mm-hmm.
they will be anklets.
Probably. She's going to be tall.
Yes.
I finished another thing. Go ahead.
So the cuff is black Peyton's Croy,
mm-hmm.
and the leg is opal zebra.
Mm-hmm.
And then the
from
toe
many
will,
years ago, yeah. many many years ago.
I don't even have a date on that yarn.
Mm-hmm.
And the cuff is going to be no, the toe is going to be patterns, and then eventually the heel will be also patterns. And I expect her feet to be growing when she's a teenager.
My feet stopped growing when I was 10 or 11.
Okay, there
we
go. So
she's got a couple more years in her, but she's wearing size 2s or 3s right now.
Mm-hmm.
So she's catching up.
Yes. What else are you working on?
Well, I finished my Lady Eleanor shawl, which I think I started in 2006. Finished.
I think I saw more yarn?
I have yarn left over because I decided not to do fringe.
You could have done more.
It's really long.
Okay.
So I looked at the dimensions because the gauge on the yarn I used is heavier than the yarn it calls for. So it's both wider and longer per number of repeats, but it's solidly more than the 70 inches it calls for, which is plenty. And so I was going back and forth about whether or not I should do the fringe. And that's partly why I didn't knit anymore, was because if I decided to do the fringe, I didn't want to run out of yarn, because there is no way I can get any more of this yarn. I bought it when it was brand new, and I made it's in Patton's soy wool stripes, which I bought before we'd moved into this house. So it would have been 2006, 2007. It was probably around when the book came out, actually. I should look up the publication date of the book. That will tell us when I started the shawl, because it was all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
And
I made one.
Did you make one or did you make two?
I made one.
Okay. And it
feels like it got done in a week.
It's extremely potato chippy. And mine got finished really quickly, too. Once I picked it up, it just zoomed right off the needles. And I thought, you know, I'm going to look at how other people finished it on Ravelry and see if people did something else other than
fringe.
And the book suggested tassels, but didn't have any photos of like where you would put them or where they suggested it. So I went on Ravelry and I searched in projects for tassels, and people had done tassels on the four corners. And I was like, I'm digging it, but I don't want yarn tassels. I want beaded tassels. Because if you're going to have tassels, go all the way.
You can bead your yarn.
It's not sturdy yarn. It's shreddy and it's a singles yarn. And I don't think it will hold up and look nice. I think it will look bedraggled and sad.
We could put
fray check on the end.
Beaded strands in between the yarn.
Oh, I've got something even better than that.
Okay, tell me.
So then I started Googling for beaded tassels. And I found beaded tassels that are made out of Swarovski crystals in the same color as my shawl. In one of the colors of my shawl. And they weren't very expensive.
The yarn is kind of rustic.
It is. I think this will work, though.
I think a few beads mixed in with the yarn will go a long way. And you say beaded, you say tassels, and I'm imagining the flying carpet from Disney's Aladdin.
So I could have gone with silk tassels, which would have been interesting, like carpets normally have. However, I think they do, don't they? Or the ones in the movie?
Carpets usually have cotton. They don't have tassels. They have fringe.
Fringe, sorry. My mistake.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to be fabulous. I found them on Etsy. I ordered them. They should be here soon. Hopefully. Postal system cooperating. But anyway, I'm really excited about that because I wanted it to be a little bit special and a little bit different from what other people have done. So I'm really glad that is finished and ready to be photographed almost. And then it can go in the cabinet and be pulled out to wear. And Genevieve has been lobbying to either have a schlanket of her own or knit one of mine. So
okay.
What else have you got?
I started another black sock for Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not the yarn that I need knitted sock one. I just grabbed one and started knitting because I needed something.
Big sock energy. Yep.
Yeah. So that was good.
That's excellent.
And what are you working on?
Well, more finishwary or finishing February. We should figure out what the hashtag is and then we'll put the correct one in the show notes. So I picked up my Barberry cardigan, which I started before Rex was a twinkle.
This was when Genevieve was little.
Because hers is a size 10. Mm-hmm. So it'll fit her for another couple of years. But I would like to make my matchy-matchy one before she outgrows it. So
that's
this is
a good
in
idea.
Abstract Fiber Rothko, which is, I think, a Polworth silk. And the colorway is called Saffron, and it is perfect and beautiful in every way. And so I picked it up, and I figured out where I was in the pattern. And I finished up to the armholes, and I did the armhole bind off because you knit it in one piece to the armholes. I am finished with the back minus the hood, and I'm almost finished with the first front. So what I'm going to do is finish the body and the sleeves before I pick up for the hood, because with Genevieve's, I ran out of yarn, and there was no way I was going to have enough to do a hood.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was, I barely had enough to do the shawl collar I put on hers. And I've already got the zipper in the bag because it's going to be a zipper hoodie, not a button hoodie for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really enjoying it. It's super, super potato chippy to knit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's so close to being done is, it doesn't hurt either. So I'm really looking forward to finishing that and maybe doing a really cute twinning photo shoot with the two of us.
That sounds excellent. And this was the finishuary thing?
Yeah, finishuary, February finishing February.
So I went on a hunt through my house,
mm-hmm.
and I found a basket that feels like it's a yard across. Mm-hmm. It probably isn't.
Is it one of the big red basket?
Yes.
It's like a produce basket.
Yes. And it's huge.
It is huge.
And I filled it with...
Oh, goodness. With things.
All the things that need to be finished.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the pile in the basket is a yard high. It feels that
way. You're going to get a lot done this month, where you have high ambitions.
It's a start.
It is a start.
If I can get that stuff done by the end of Stash Dash,
mm-hmm.
that'll be excellent.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, I have more.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Do you have more? I have more.
Yes, you go on.
Well, I started something new because I finished something. I started the Amber Pullover, and it's designed by Rachel Brockman, and I'm knitting it in the Wandering Flocks Worsted Merino in Cosmic Tie-Dye. This is like... It's not pastels, exactly.
It doesn't look tie-dye. It looks Easterish at best.
It feels like neon taken down a notch. Subtle neon. Which I don't...
Subtle neon?
Subtle neon. And I just love it. And I saw them do this colorway for the Black Squirrel in Berkeley. And then I was super salty because I couldn't get it because they sold out in 35 seconds. And then I saw that the Wandering Flock was offering pre-orders for this yarn. And so I messaged on Instagram or whatever and said, could I please? And so this has been waiting for me to finish something else. And the swatching was done. I did many swatches for the sweater. But the sweater I found in an email, because I get 4 million emails a day from different places that want to sell me things. And this was from Interweave Knits. And they had a collection of, I don't remember what the theme of the collection was, but I think it was like Easy Knits or some such thing. And this is just it's not just anything. It's really striking and cleverly done. But it's a it's a garter rib pullover with interesting details at the top and the bottom. And the thing about garter rib is that it looks really excellent in variegated yarns. And it's, how often do you buy a speckled yarn or a variegated yarn because you fall in love with the yarn and then what you knit out of it is not as exciting as you wanted it to be, and it's not the perfect fit. And I'm not saying save all your speckles and variegateds for when you have that Cinderella match, but sometimes it happens that way. And so I was really excited to start this and keep it moving and kind of just, I'm really enjoying sweaters right now in a big way. And this is...
You don't say.
I know, but it just feels like every time I work on a sweater and I finish one, it feels like falling in love over and over and over again.
It feels like you're cranking out a sweater every other week.
I think that's...
If not more.
Accurate. Yes. Sometimes they take a little longer. I was thinking when the weather got a little bit warmer, I would work on something a little bit finer gauge. Because right now I'm knitting on predominantly worsted weight and DK weight stuff. So we'll see. All right, what else have you got?
I swatched for the diaphanous raglan.
Mm-hmm.
And surprise, 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 the first swatch I did works.
Did you wash it?
Yes.
Woo! Good for you. Go, yeah. Mom. Winning.
Yes. What else have you been working on?
Well, that's it for knitting for me. What else have you got?
Well, the last thing I have on my line is I gathered knitting for finishery, and we talked about that.
All right, so it sounds like we've come to the end of our row, the end of this segment. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you ready for a real getaway weekend again? Knitwit Yarn Shop is hosting a knitting retreat right on the ocean in Maine next June. And because we're unsure of the COVID situation, they're planning it in a way that will keep us all safe. Bristol Ivy, Alicia Plummer, and Jackie Atina will be there to teach knitting, spinning, and dyeing classes. When you're not in class, you'll have the opportunity to go kayaking, hike on the trails, or hang out in the gardens with the sheep and goats. You may choose to relax, visit the marketplace, or just knit in the beautiful outdoor setting. Click on events at www.knitwitportland.com to see all the details, and then follow them on Instagram at Knitwit Yarn Shop or Facebook at Maine Knitwit. You can find links to Knitwit Yarn Shop along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. So, Mother Dearest.
Lovey.
What has you in stitches this week?
So, as usual, I wear the Knit Markel and socks every day. And today, I'm wearing striped croy socks, and they are identical, which is rare for me, out of the rainbow rag, which is a bluish base, and it has rainbow stripes on it.
It is utterly charming.
And I've washed them a couple of times, and I can't feel the stitches at the bottom of the foot, which I had complained about before. So, and at night, I put on my cut bordy wristers over my nightshirt, so my hands are warmish. And like last week, I wore the Mischke and the Coco Knits Katja hoodie. And the reason I'm wearing them again is I don't put stuff back necessarily every day at night. And if they are out, I might as well wear it the next day.
I mean, hang on, let me respond with the appropriate horror. You don't put your things away immediately after wearing them? The shame. The horror.
Well, they need to air out anyway.
That's true.
Okay, what have you guys been wearing?
I've been mostly home, but I wore my Carly cardigan. And I feel like it's so much more wearable since I put the zipper in. And this one, I put facings on both the inside and the outside of the zipper. I gave the zipper facings on both sides, so not just the outside of the sweater, but the inside, because the collar is enormous and it flips over. And I didn't want to have, despite the fact that my stitching is beautiful, I didn't want to have the zipper exposed when you have that big, beautiful collar showing.
Right.
So that little bit of extra detail and fuss made such a difference in how wearable it is. And so I like that I can zip it all the way up and have the back of my neck covered. I like that I can have it down. I like that I can have my tummy hanging out if I want to. Not really my scene anymore since I'm not growing any more humans, but still, I have the option, which I like. And other than that, I've been wearing, well, today I put on my Pain pullover, and this is the one that's in Seismic Yarns Llamas and Pajamas colorway, which I feel like is their Knitwear Girls colorway because it's just perfect, and I still need to photograph it. I haven't yet, but look at these gorgeous bust short rows. Obviously not. Sorry, listeners. I'll post pictures so you can admire my bust short rows.
Actually, I can see them.
And it makes such a difference in how it fits.
Yes.
So, just perfect. I'm so delighted with this.
I can actually see the short drawing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a smiley face across my bust line, which makes me smile too. Sorry.
Excuse me.
It's okay. It's all right. We should all enjoy smiles. So anyway, Genevieve has been wearing her, did you like that very smooth transition? Genevieve has been wearing her Hearthstone pullover and her red and gold woven scarf. and it brings me endless joy to see her turn around from her workstation for school, grab something out of the cabinet, close it, and then sit back down. And I don't think she knows that I noticed, but she's been shuffling her stuff around, like reorganizing it in a way that works better for her on her shelves. And it's just makes this knitter's mom's heart, mother knitter, I don't know what you would call me, it makes my heart happy that not only is it working for her, not only is it making her able to see what she's got, but she's also encouraged to put her own things away. So
what does that tell you?
Well, when you have a place to put your things and it's beautiful, it makes a huge difference.
Maybe on her chest of drawers, she needs glass doors.
You know, I don't think it's a bad idea.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
It's cool. I'm sure we'll figure it out. Do you have anything else you're wearing? I think that's it for us.
Nope.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. But first, a quick word from our sponsors. Books plus knitting plus happy memories. That's Little Skein and the Big Wool. We make kits, yarn, and project bags that bring your favorite stories to life. Find your favorite story at littleskein.com. You can find links to Little Skein and the Big Wool, along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode, in the show notes. Events. Mother dearest.
Lovey.
What events are we attending / participating in, etc., in the near future?
Okay, so the Operation Sock Drawer book was published in October of last year. Call Hickleby's for a personalized signed copy. Then Stitches West 2021 has been canceled. That would have been coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And Stitches at Home is this weekend, February 5th to 7th, 2021. You still have time when you hear this, if you hear it when it drops, to sign up. Stitches West 2020 will be in Sacramento, March 3rd through 6th. Also, hashtag finishing February has started. Time of the recording, we are 3 days in. But better a late start than not a start at all.
Plus, finishing takes time. And like they say in the musical, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
What musical?
I don't remember.
Oh,
a musical. Not how you start, it's how you finish. It popped up on streaming Broadway.
Okay,
I'm excellent. Sure somebody will let me know which musical that's from. Anyway, is there anything else?
Nope.
All right. In that case, let's move on to the next segment. And now a quick word from our sponsors. Carry your creativity with Erin Lane bags. Whether you show your fiber fandom with the Woolly Wonder Sheepleverse or dive into history with the Curiosities Collection, our project bags, totes, and hook and needle organizers are at the ready to keep your hobby happy. You can find links to Erin Lane along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
This week for Mother Knows Best, we have a piece of advice for you. Do something your inner teenager would have loved.
Let me expand on this. And I was inspired because Adela from Lola Bean Yarn Company did a post about things she wished she'd had and how things were hard when she was younger. And when we were in high school, the cool thing was having the big hoops with your name in them.
For what?
For earrings. And it was a thing. And
I don't think I ever saw any of those.
Oh, it was a thing. I had a nostalgic moment when she was talking about that. But her mom sent her a set for her birthday, and it just made her so happy. And it was just one of those things. And I remember splurging on a pair of Doc Martens when they went on sale a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were exactly what I would have wanted in high school. And they're still fantastic, and they still make me super, super happy. But these are big things, and they're purchases. But I was thinking larger than that. And I was talking to a friend about what's the point of being a grown-up if you can't do the things you want sometimes. And I was thinking, like, I wear a lot of glitter eye makeup because it makes me happy. It makes me feel good. And I would have loved to do it in high school, but I didn't think that I had the skills. And now, honestly, because of YouTube tutorials and things like that, I feel a lot more confident doing kind of wild makeup. But things like black nail polish, didn't do it in high school, would have loved to. Just ridiculous over-the-top things, having hair that's the color I want. And a lot of these things are because I have the privilege of being at home and I'm not, like, accountable to a boss. I don't have a manager, really.
You don't have a dress code.
I don't have a dress code. You're right. But Thank you. That's exactly the right thing. I have many managers at this moment, now that I think about
Mostly under the age of 10.
I was going to say under my shoulder height, but yes,
yeah,
also that. But it was just one of those things where I was thinking about the stuff that makes you really happy. Like, I bought myself a box of Count Chocula around Halloween, and I ate it under the guise of nighttime so that the kids wouldn't...
You snuck it, is what
I'm
hearing.
I did. But it's also like, what are the things I always wanted to do when I was younger? And sometimes it's not about it being a big purchase. Sometimes it's just like, the black nail polish I bought was like $3. And it made me super happy. And I did my own nails. And I just kept looking at them. Because it just made me, it tickled me to look at my cool black nail polish on my nails. And I love that idea. And this is bigger than... Than that. Wear a color that you love, that everyone tells you you can't wear. If you love it, you can wear it. I think the whole idea is that if you have the confidence to pull it off, it'll work for you. And if you feel good in it, it will. So, is there something that would feed your inner teenager?
I'm trying to remember that far back.
Okay. And that's the whole thing, is you can think of something. Because occasionally you'll pass something and go, oh, I would have loved to do that. Well, why not? Why not do it? Play with Legos if that's the thing that you love. We have a lot of stuff that we do in our house that
takes care of your inner child.
And I don't want to say inner child, because a lot of this stuff is fun for Genevieve too. I like to draw and I like to paint, and these are all things I didn't think I could do in high school. I'm taking voice lessons with a friend, which is something I've always wanted to do.
I liked baking when I had my own place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, at home, the oven didn't quite work.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't exactly so. Yeah.
It was not so. And my cookbooks all have exact settings.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I learned to cook is with a handful of this and a pinch of that. You can't bake like
that. That's not baking, no.
That's not baking.
Baking is chemistry, cooking is art.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Anyway, I was just thinking about that this morning, how these little things can make you feel so fun. Shoelaces. Around the holidays, I would always put bells on my shoelaces in high school. And it was so obnoxious, and I totally loved it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. So, this week's Mother Knows Best.
Take care of your inner teenager.
All right, let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. When the cold weather keeps us inside, one of my favorite ways to mentally escape is to curl up and get lost in a show. And I have been loving Victorian Farm because it makes me feel a lot less bad about all the stuff I have to do at home. And nothing feels more transportative when I'm stuck indoors than watching brilliant TV from across the pond. That's why I love Acorn TV. Acorn TV is a streaming service that's rooted in British television. It has a rich catalog of exclusive, award-winning series across genres, including mysteries, dramas, comedies, and so much more. From production to performances, the series you'll find on Acorn TV are exceptional because they're cleverly written, visually striking, and feature renowned actors like David Tennant and Tandy Newton. If you're a fan of quirky British comedy, then The Other One is a must-watch. It follows two sisters from very different worlds who had no idea the other existed until their father drops dead. And for you Downton Abbey fans out there, The Other One features a hilarious performance from beloved Siobhan Finneran. Plus, you get thousands of hours of new, refreshing content on Acorn TV for just a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services at $5.99 a month. We use our Apple TV, but you can also watch it on your tablet should you happen to be roaming the countryside on your treadmill or elliptical like I do sometimes. So, if this sounds like something that would be a good fit for you, escape to Britain and beyond without leaving your seat. Try Acorn TV free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use promo code KNITMORE, that's ACORN.TV, code KNITMORE, to get your first 30 days for free. You can find links to Acorn TV along with everything else we've talked about in the show notes.
It's when knitting attacks!
So, am I going solo this week?
Yes.
Huh.
It doesn't feel like I've been knitting much on anything.
That's fair, even though we had a full on the needle segment. I'm glad to hear that your knitting is not vexing you this week.
Yes.
I, on the other hand... Okay, so here's the trap of easy, and this is my asterisk, air quotes, easy knitting projects.
Uh-huh.
So the sweater I'm working on right now, this is the amber pullover, for those of you who can't see an audio podcast. It's a garter rib. And that feels very straightforward. And from the right side, it is extremely straightforward. And from the wrong side, you have to pay a little bit more attention. But because of how I knit, I can feel my knits and purls, generally speaking. And sometimes when I'm reading to the kids at night, I will pull out a knitting project, especially if it's been a really busy day and I haven't had much time to sit, which happens with frequency. I'll sneak in a couple of rows on something while we're reading in bed. And I thought this would be the perfect project for that because I can feel the knits, I can feel the purls, and it'll be fine. And last night I was in bed.
So how did that work out for you?
Precisely. So let me give a little bit more background. You knit this sweater in pieces. And the reason I'm doing that is because, honestly, garter rib in the round is kind of, like, not the point of garter. If you have to do a million purl stitches, it completely defeats the whole point, right?
Yes.
So I cast on the back, and I was just zipping along, and I'm reading, and my fingers, it feels funny. And I look, and I discover that I have not only missed a stitch where I was, but like five stitches back, and then five stitches before that, so I have to go back and repair it. And then I repaired the couple of stitches I found, and then I looked at it again, and there were another five stitches that I had offset and then continued to knit incorrectly. And I have been knitting for 32 years. This is garter rib. And Genevieve looks at me, because she's sitting in bed reading her book, and she says, maybe a different project for bedtime. So.
Yeah. Alternatively, stitch markers.
No, because it's every four stitches. There'd be so many stitch markers that it would be, I just need to look at it once in a while. Because bedtime and trying to read while I'm working on it are not it. So it was just very funny, though, because I was so confident. So I'll probably just work on Sam's sweater while we're reading in bed, because that's stockinette stitch with the occasional increase.
Okay.
Yep. And yeah, that's that. So let's move on to the next segment. And now a word from our sponsors. Have you ever had to frog because you forgot a step several rows back, or lost your spot because you dropped your magnet board, or lost track with your highlighter tape? Instead of wrestling with paper, use the Knit Companion app. It keeps you on track so you can knit more and frog less. Knit Companion works with all your patterns and is available for Apple, Android, and Kindle Fire devices. You can find links to Knit Companion along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This week for Straw into Gold, the finishing February theme continues. I finished plying the singles from the CVM fleece. So not only is the rest of that fleece totally finished with this, I've totally finished the spinning, I've totally finished the plying. Genevieve and I wound the stuff that I'd plied that had been resting, the CVM 4-ply that had been resting on the bobbins, all seven skeins of it. We wound that up yesterday and measured the yardage and all that good stuff, so that my bobbins, my plying bobbins, would be empty, so that I could finish plying that project. So the plying is finished. I just have to wind, I think, the last three skeins and measure the yardage, and then I'm going to set the yarn, and that will be ready to grow up to be a beautiful oatmeal-colored sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the yarn is on the table to be admired
while it's in
that in-between place. And then
it's yarn now.
It's yarn now, but I need to finish skeining, and I have to set it before you can actually do anything with it. So it's proto.
Okay.
It's unfinished yarn. So I did the plying on the red merino silk singles, and that's a 4-ply, and I haven't measured out the yardage. It's still resting, and I have left over on three of the bobbins, so I'm going to measure those out so that I can have a smaller skein with the short ends, because it's quite a lot of yardage left over.
That would be excellent for swatching, wouldn't it?
What would be?
The short bits.
Yeah, of course. I didn't realize what kind of swatching you were talking about. So that's good. Those are finished, just waiting to be wound, and I have to remeasure and redistribute some of the singles so that that works better. And then I am still spinning the white Sue Reuser Cormo for the orange portion of the Monarch sweater. And I wound those onto the shacked plastic bobbins to rest there. And when it's done, I'm going to send it to a friend of mine who's a dyer to turn it a beautiful, beautiful orange. So that is my spinning this week. It is really satisfying to walk by the table and see those beautiful finished, almost finished skeins of the CVM. I'm on one hand, I really like the oatmeal color. And on the other hand, I'm debating dropping it in the mail to a dyer friend and seeing what would happen if they threw some color over the oatmeal. What do you think?
You have a bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ask for a sample?
I could. Yeah, I could do that. All right. Well, that is it for my spinning. No spinning this week for you?
When was the last time I spun anything?
Fair enough. Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. Are you feeling disgruntled about your stash? Are you browsing Insta ham looking for knitting inspiration? Is color kind of a pig deal in your life? Oink Pigments offers over 140 picture-perfect colorways to make you squeal with delight. For a limited time only, bring home the bacon with code KNITMORE and get 15% off in-stock yarns and fibers at oinkpigments.com. Shop soon because these pigs will fly. You can find links to Oink Pigments along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes. This is Knits in Space. This week for Knits in Space, something that's bringing me a whole lot of joy are the passel of new babies that my friends are having. And I'm bringing this back to knitting related content because I haven't made their babies anything because I haven't. I have other, you know, I've got plans for when they're slightly more formed, because when they're brand new babies, it's a little early and there's a lot of influx of stuff. And what I find more useful, imminently useful, for people who have brand new babies is dropping off a meal and dropping it off with paper plates. This was one of the most thoughtful things anyone ever did for me when I had new babies. And that way you had food to eat and you didn't have to worry about dishes. And while it is not earth friendly at all, it is one of those conveniences that for that first few weeks really make things work. And apparently lasagna is the thing I do for people with new babies. It's delicious and everyone seems to like it. We make it with turkey sausage that has fennel in it, which is good for breast milk production if they are a person who's breastfeeding, and if they're not, it's just delicious. And I have yet to find someone who doesn't love lasagna. And I wanted to mention that the recipe I use is the Lasagna for a Crowd by America's Test Kitchen. And I usually either double or triple the recipe because lasagna is also a fan favorite at our house. But recently, and I say recently as in the last month, it turns out that everyone likes to help assemble lasagnas in our house. And that takes the assembly time down to almost nothing.
Oh, I thought it triples it.
No, it just triples the number of bodies in the kitchen. Because Genevieve has her job and I have my job. And last time we had way too many cooks in the kitchen. But you basically doctor some jarred sauce, you brown the sausage, you throw it together, and then you assemble the lasagnas. And it's mostly done by the time...
We had an assembly line on the table going.
Yes, which is perfect. And it's easy. It makes people feel good. The two things I would recommend is using whole milk ricotta as opposed to low fat because it spreads better and it tastes better. And also letting it come, don't take it fresh out of the fridge. Just spread it, like pull it out when you're starting to cook so it softens a bit and it's easier to spread. But other than that, we do lasagnas for new babies because who doesn't love a lasagna? Oh, I also drop it off in one of those like barbecue tinfoil dishes. You know what I mean?
So the recipient doesn't have to worry about returning it.
Exactly. It's all drop-off. And in pre-COVID times, I would be magnanimous and I would offer to hold the baby while they ate so they could eat a hot meal.
Yeah.
And I had one person like, oh my gosh, it's so nice of you. And all I could think while I was huffing the top of her baby's head is, yes, so nice of me. And, you know, naturally, I can't let something like that go. I was like, oh, yeah, it's such a hardship to hold your delicious baby while you eat a good meal. Anytime you need help with this, I am happy to come and lend a hand. But it was just, I have a handful of friends having babies, and I'll make stuff for them when their humans are slightly more fully formed and they know what they need more of.
So one of our acquaintances had a baby, and they're posting baby pictures mm-hmm. every day. And I can't tell you how much I enjoy watching this child grow. And we got one day pictures mm-hmm. and then now he is smiling.
He's 8 weeks now, yeah.
And playing and
making noise.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It reminds me a lot of when my own kids were babies, which is a joy. And if you are not a baby person, this might not work for you, but if your friends are getting puppies or kittens, if they're getting puppies, I highly recommend a BarkBox. Even if you just want to do one and not a subscription, our dogs love them. Han and Chewy are big fans. We get the Super Chewer box because they have chewy teeth. But it's just one of those things where if they get a puppy, you can make them dog sweaters if they're the right breed. Anyway.
Not so much for our previous dogs.
Yeah, the Chow Mixes did not need sweaters, but these guys do. So anyway, that is something that's been bringing me a lot of joy.
Talking about puppies.
Uh-huh.
Han is growing spots.
Yeah, he's getting freckly.
Which I'm still amazed.
Because he was a very white dog with brown spots.
Very white dog. And now there are these occasional
freckles.
And I'm thinking maybe he has some Dalmatian in him.
It could be. They're definitely mutts. They are an interesting pair of dogs. All right, is that it?
That's it.
Let's move on to the next segment. But first, a word from our sponsors. When was the last time your knitting yarn was a work of art? Infinite Twist produces one-of-a-kind semi-solid gradients featuring speckles, highlights, lowlights, and gorgeous color transitions. From 700-yard giant gradients to 200-yard matching sock sets, Infinite Twist gradients will hold your interest from cast on to bind off. See the currently available gradients at infinitetwist.com or be the first to know when new colors are posted by signing up for our newsletter at infinitetwist.com/newsletter-signup. You can find links to Infinite Twist along with everything else we've talked about in this week's episode in the show notes.
So I have just finished the second week of classes at Kanyada College.
Mm-hmm.
And the class is being recorded as it's happening.
On Zoom.
And when I was at West Valley, the students tried to record and it was always hit or miss. And this, I really like how it's set up. And then the next day, the teacher sends the recorded class to us. And what I'm going to do this semester is as soon as I have the class, I'm going to download it into my laptop
mm-hmm.
so I can keep it. So, and the evening gown class is coming along, and last week's homework was basting fabric and interlining pieces together. Mm-hmm. So we had to cut minimum of 7x7 pieces.
Mm-hmm. A real swatch.
And then I backed them with muslin
mm-hmm.
and tulle and netting and silk I had left over from my previous class and a piece of silk that was interfaced with interfacing
mm-hmm.
and muslin.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one piece that I interfaced with some, that I underlined with some silk. And she said to baste the pieces together and not go around corners with your basting stitch
mm-hmm.
because that would make bubbles.
Hmm.
So
you go all the way to the end of the row?
You go all the way to the end of the row.
Seam,
and
not row.
You
sorry.
Leave a bit hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that, and I watched a lot of Acorn TV while I was
doing it. What were you watching while you were doing it?
I was rewatching the Yorkshire Vet. Mm-hmm. And I think they have two more seasons released.
Okay.
But I'm rewatching stuff.
Okay.
So that is good. And I am utterly pleased about the teachers recording in class. So if you said, oh, I missed that, you can just go and rewatch it.
Mm-hmm. That's really encouraging.
Yeah. And for I'm retaking the moulage class. Mm-hmm. And we started drafting the backsloper in class. Mm-hmm. And I got something mixed up. And instead of a reasonable hip measurement, it looks like somebody is wearing panniers.
It's me. They're my measurements.
Yes. But
the back 40 is excellent and expansive, but not quite that much.
Yeah. So, and anyway, I did this on examination room paper, and I really need something wider. Mm-hmm. And you said you had
Butcher paper. It's the width of the table, yep.
Which will be perfect. Mm-hmm. That way, I can put the back and front on the same paper. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. All the weird art supplies are useful.
Yes.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
It sounds like we've come to the end of our row. This week we'd like to thank Knit Companion, Erin Lane Bags, Infinite Twist, Oink Pigments, Little Skein and the Big Wool, Knitwit Yarn Shop, Acorn TV, our supporters, but most importantly, you, our listeners. Absolutely everything, and I mean everything we've talked about in this week's episode can be found at the show notes, which are located at knitmoregirlspodcast.com. You can send any comments, questions, or feedback to me, Jasmine, Jasmin, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
Or me, Gigi, Gigi, at knitmoregirlspodcast.com.
You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Pandora Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Google Play, pretty much everywhere as Knitmore Girls. And if Ravelry continues to be a safe website for you to use, we also have a forum group on there. Remember, this is Jasmine.
And Gigi,
telling you to knit more.